Welcome back, 1570 AM WNST. My next guest is Nestor Aparicio. Nestor, welcome in.
Dennis, football time. It's this is a lot of nervous energy going on right now around Baltimore as Al and Chris make their way to the big crab cake. Yeah, it's 0-1, man. We're not 0-1 much. 0-1 really starts to put a wet blanket on hopes and dreams and thoughts, even if you're going to Cleveland and they're the old Cleveland Browns, right? This is different. This is the best team in football coming in. And I have yet to meet anyone who is confident in regard to what we saw Monday and in what regard what we think we're going to see this Sunday night.
Well, now you're talking to someone who's optimistic about the Ravens' chances Sunday night against the Chiefs. I didn't think the Chiefs looked that great. They're going to be on the road for the first time. I like our defensive line's chances against their offensive line. So as disappointed as I was by the Ravens' loss Monday night, I am optimistic that they can turn things around and you know, exercise the demons that are in the form of these Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, the pass rush was the issue, right? Like, and defensively, and then coverage on the backside as well. Some of it was Waller, but if you didn't like Waller, where do you get a load of Kelce, right? And where do you get a load of Tariq and them spreading the ball around and handing the ball off? And like, I'll hear you on the offensive line. I think the trenches are across the league and what coaches are allowed to do now, how much offseason they get, how much preseason they get, and how much hitting they get, quite frankly, how physical you can be in practice or that you would want to be on a teammate in regard to being truly, I'm going to bruise you physical. I think there's a lot of really sore guys right now, sore in a way that you wouldn't be sore in August, even if you were a backup and you played. I think the toughness of the game and the fourth quarter part of the game and where the Ravens really wore down, giving up 300 yards in the second half, that concerns me as much as Marcus Peters, that they had 30 seconds. I mean, Tucker comes out, does what they pay Tucker $2 billion to do and drinking Dr. Pepper and singing opera and, you know, victory, you know, it's 33 seconds.
They win. Where was the squib kick on the kickoff? That's what I wanted to know. I mean, I have a lot of questions in terms of the coaching decisions in this game, but plenty of game to go around. And to me, it was a total team loss, just like when they win. It's a total team victory. So, look, Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney did great things against that Kansas City offensive line. And you got to be encouraged by Odafe Oweh's performance. He athletic, my goodness gracious, long, athletic, fast. Looked to me like he was being held in almost every play.
Well, my wife sat with his family, and they were overjoyed watching their dude play in the first game. And I hope he becomes that Suggs kind of contributor, that Peter Boulware kind of contributor, you know, a guy who's going to be here. Well, they put a lot of effort into getting the draft right. And it was strange to me, you know, with the Raiders and the little pieces of research I did at how bad they've been at the draft to some degree. How good we are at the draft when we get the guys actually to the field, right? You know, part of our issue is that team we fielded the other night was not the dream team. It's what's left of the team trying to slap it together. Good news, they put 27 points up. Bad news, the tackles look like turnstiles, right? And they're going to have to figure that out. And when to run and when to pass and running also, the part of running when you have a lead is getting rid of the clock and shortening the game. I found the pass combinations, and I talked about this for 8 months, and it is crazy. We talk for 8 months, then they actually go out and play for four quarters, right? And we get 6 days to break that down, but they need to pass more. They need to be more efficient. They need to pass better. They need to pass. They need to pass. And then they start the pass, and I immediately tweet out, running looked like it worked. And I think these running backs, all the guys, the committee they're putting together now in the absence of Edwards and Hill and Dobbins, that it will work eventually. But I mean, passing should be a backup strategy for this franchise right now, in my opinion, because they don't need to. They can win without doing it for now. And I would hear you that eventually they're going to get behind him, whatever. But I don't know. It feels to me like beating the Chiefs on Sunday night, throwing the ball 32 times is probably not their best remedy to do that.
No, but they can get a lead with the pass. They had the lead with the pass. They just forgot to run the ball more and be more efficient at it. Then had the Raiders not come back and beat the Ravens in overtime, I think the big story would have been Sammy Watkins' performance, right? So if you can take that and envision, you know, Bateman coming back and man, I tell you what, they can have a dynamic offense, you know, later on in the season. The question is how much later, and can the defense hold up until that point?
So Luke and I did 3 hours of radio after the game, and I'm in the press box, and I wasn't even bleary eyed. I was very like sober and awake. I was up late. I was wired for 2 hours after I got back to the hotel. I got 2 hours of sleep, jumped on the plane. You know, I was like kind of wired after the game in a way that maybe only doing 3 hours of radio up all night. I mean, it didn't feel late to me. I got back to my room at like midnight, which was 3 a.m. here. Right. So, and you know, I guess replaying all of it in the way you just said, which is usually you come on the next day, you've had a 48-hour cooling period. You said something really that I haven't even thought about. So I've been back from Vegas a day and a half. It's been 2 days since the game, right? The notion that Tucker kicks that ball and they come out and maybe the Raiders convert a first down, maybe a second down, maybe they get to the 50-yard line, and maybe there's a busted play or this or that, and the game ends with 6 seconds left. Whether they squib kick or not, right? Whatever it is. But they win that football game outright the way you should when there's 33 seconds left to go and you have a lead, right? And you have a kicker that's built for this and you're beaten up and you're on the road and you've just stolen Monday Night Football from the Raiders. You broke their hearts. It's over. If that happens, what would we be talking about all week this week? I that's a hell of a question, and I'm going to pose that to Luke. Luke and I are going to talk about that because I had not thought about that until this moment. And I guess we would be talking about the offensive line not being good enough and the injury, but being resilient enough to win, that this is something we can build off of, that, hey, Murray ran the ball a little bit. He got in. He shook it around a little bit. Bell, he'll be there. Nobody other than Phillips got hurt. You know, they went on the road and they won across three time zones. They're 1-0. That's what we'd be talking about, right? Like, but we're not. But it would be different. It would be a lot different, man. A lot different.
We're still talking about it, Nestor. It was a game of such missed opportunities, right? The 4th-and-1. Marlon Humphrey having the ball on Waller's back, not realizing the ball never hit the ground. He had an interception right there, and nobody picked it up right away. Chuck Clark on the overtime kick going crazy because he was either the right guard or the right tackle moved, and people said, well, the kick would have been good from 60. I can't argue that point, but the point is, had they moved him 5 yards back, bad snap. There's no guarantee he would have made the ensuing kick. So it's a game of inches. It was truly bananas. And I have to figure, Nestor, that if you weren't a Ravens fan or Raiders fan, just from a pure entertainment standpoint, that had to be easily the best game of the week.
Are you not entertained is what they would say,
very
right?
Much so. I was entertained until the last tick came off the clock, right? So I had a very poor outcome. But look, this is why we love the league. It's very unpredictable. There were only, I believe, 3 blowouts. Every game went right down to the wire, beginning with the Bucks and the Cowboys game. And Cowboys fans still here at the store are lamenting a no-call, a pass interference. So this is why we love the NFL, because there's just so many different viewpoints and so many different possible outcomes.
Well, the other part of this is, because I'm not a gambler, even though I was in Las Vegas, the notion that the game was over and that I was looking down on my laptop, tweeting about the game being over, packing my thing to go down to the locker room to have John avoid me and everybody else. And they had lost the game. I mean, Luke tweeted ball game and I left the tweets up there. And then I looked up and people were milling and it looked strangely reminiscent of that Lynn Elliott thing.
Yep.
And then I looked up on the TV and I looked over at Jameson and I'm looking around and nobody's leaving. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, what am I missing? And then I'm thinking to myself, all right, they'll get the ball at the 1-foot yard. Okay, great. That doesn't work. Imagine these people holding gambling tickets.
Oh my God.
On the call at the goal line as to whether it was over or not over. And now Aver comes down with the ball and Lamar's got the ball. Little did we know there'd be a boo-boo with Andrews and then a boo-boo with Jackson. I mean, and when you're your tight end and your wide receiver are the ones making the boo-boos, you're going to lose, man, on the road. You're going to lose.
It was crazy. I saw your tweets. I think one of them said that the line was the over-under was 50.5, and it looked like the game was going to be right at 50. And then, of course, we go into overtime, and there goes the over. So you're right. Lots of money changed hands multiple times on this one, last Monday night.
Well, I want to be – I hope I'm that entertained this Sunday night. If I'm that entertained, it'll mean it's a good football game. I just want the Ravens to have a chance to win. I'm struggling, and you could talk about the offensive line of the Chiefs. I'm struggling to find reasons to really like what I saw on Monday night. I don't think the Raiders are very good either, by the way. So I'm finding that the injuries and the next man up, and, you know, when I talked to Brian Billick about that this week, by the way, I busted his chops badly. He's Mr. Next Man Up, right? He, on my airwaves, went the other way and said, next man up doesn't really, it's not really a thing.
Is that what he said?
I swear to God. Next man up works. Why? I sold that for a while, but when the next man up's a four stringer, you're in deep boo boo.
Look, you have no other options as a head coach to say that, right? You got to beat that drum. That's got to be your mantra, right? The next man up. And I don't blame coach for doing just that and saying that. But listen, I feel fortunate. I'm not a Packers fan. They got blown out. The Titans got their butts whipped. And who else? I mean, the Vikings lost to the Bengals. So
hey, the Bills and the Browns are 0-1, right? There's a lot of high expectations, but then you got to go out and win.
Right. And some teams got blown out. At least the Ravens showed up. They played. They played, you know, I guess the best that they could. And, you know, a lot of things went wrong for them to lose.
I didn't think it was an embarrassing effort in any way. I think they're a depleted franchise right now. And therefore, I've lowered my range of expectations. Therefore, if somehow they win 34-31 on Sunday night because Mahomes throws them a couple and they get some pressure, you know, Owe, Houston, Bowser, McPhee, whatever, it doesn't matter, Patrick Queen, that they can harass him a little bit. Our crowd can get on his ass a little bit. You know, maybe at 11 o'clock, we're chewing our nails and it's a great ball game. And I hope it's the NFL. It's designed to be like that. But I am concerned about how they looked against the Chiefs last year. I am concerned about Lamar's head against them a little bit. And even in the aftermath of the game, you know,
anything could happen. That's the 5% of the season has been played for the Ravens. After Sunday night, they'll have 89% of the season left. The next games are against the Lions and the Broncos. They can be 2-2. Look, so even if they lose to the Chiefs, to me, all in that loss, there's still plenty of football to be played, and they have enough time. But they can't afford any more injuries. My gosh, Nestor, how much more can this team take in terms of injuries?
Well, you'd like to think that they've had it all out, but they haven't. And we
thought that before Tyree Phillips went down, right? It's like, and then you mentioned, pre-production that when Marlon Humphrey went down, we all held our breath, right? So they're really one or two players being injured away from disaster.
Well, and that's probably getting out of this game Sunday night. You got to win, but you got to stay healthy no matter what because of these, you know, 15 other games now, right? Literally.
Yeah, and the Raiders were banged up, right? They lost an offensive lineman, Josh Jacobs. He was banged up, and then Ngakoue goes out with a hammy. I mean, look, you talk about attrition, and they're adding an extra game in the regular season. Now they got to go 17 plus the playoffs, 21 games in extra if a team gets to the Super Bowl.
All the more reason I don't love Lamar Jackson getting hit 13, 16, 15 times in the middle of the field every week. That concerns me more than anything, because if anything were to happen to him, this would be not a very good football team. He's right now option 1, 2, and 3. He's the marked man. And I'm sure he will be, you know, opening the cape and playing the role of Superman on Sunday night, or will feel like he has to be that guy, because right now he probably has to be that guy.
Well, hopefully Greg Roman, when the team's on a roll and the offensive line is a sieve, hopefully he can see to it that they roll Lamar out left or right, so that way at least he has a chance to either run the ball, tuck it in, or throw it downfield versus being blindsided, right? Which, you know, he had 3 fumbles, lost 2 of them, and that's going to continue to happen, particularly on the road, if that offensive line can't pass block.
Well, communication with handing off the ball. I thought from the beginning when they drafted him that was going to be problematic, that the ball would hit the ground just because you're exchanging it in a way that it's a high risk. Not that throwing the ball is low risk, but I think the exchange of you take it, no, I got it, we're going to read it, who's going to do what, how hard am I going to clamp, and all of that, that can't be put together in 72 hours and taken out onto the field with confidence in Las Vegas. I find that hard to believe.
No doubt about it. No, we can see where this season can become a good one, a solid one, if they can get their running game going, get everybody get their running backs healthy and on the same page. But we can also see where this season can easily come off the rails quickly. One of our good friends, Steve Levy, talked about this is reminiscent of 2015 when a team had all the injuries. I hope that they don't go down that road.
Well, it's always good visiting with you, but you know, I hope this time next week, if it's 0-2 and headed to Detroit, that would, and it feels like, you know, the underdog status and all that, it feels like we're going to be going in that direction. And to Harbaugh always says, you know, it's never the easy way. It's always the hard way. 0-1 is definitely the hard way, Dan.
Hey, and Jared Goff, I mean, he let it up, almost led the Lions back to comeback victory over the Niners. That's going to be a tough out. Every game in the NFL is a tough, tough game.
Denver's just playing great. You just said, you know, what about
playing
them?
Very well. Yeah. Good defense and whatnot. They're, you know, it's the NFL. It's a very competitive week-to-week league, so let's not forget about that. And hopefully the Chiefs don't show up Sunday night and the Ravens do.
Well, Dan, if it all falls apart, I'm thinking my shirt right now and your shirt – by like week 6 when the Chargers come in, we can just like wear these because they need fans. You know what I mean? Like literally, Chargers need all the love they can get. So we're not competitive. At least we're dressed. One week we're both going to come on the same shirt.
That'll be great. This is one of my least favorite shirts because it's yellow. It reminds me of the Steelers, but also my Towson University Tiger. So
and UMBC.
UMBC, the Retrievers. There you
it's
go.
It's also half of Kelly Green and Gold, my Dundalk High.
There you go.
Singing the Owls.
The Owls, right? The Mighty Owls. Mighty Owls.
Let each fellow join our chorus. Echo far and near. Absolutely.
Boom. That's what's up.
Dundalk High forever.
All right, Nestor. Hopefully you and I will have a more positive conversation next week pending the outcome of the Ravens.
And hey, when you get together with me this week, it's going to be Monday morning. It's going to be fresh and open. So, you know, choose wisely, as they say. Towel off before you come on, John Harbaugh.
Can't believe it's only the spread's only 4 points, Ness. It feels like it should be much more than that.
You taking the points?
You know what? I think the Ravens are going to win, yes.
Wow. Outright.
Outright. They're going to beat them.
Well, then we'll have happy talk on Monday morning.
It's going to be a strange season, so why not?
It's already been a strange season. I started it in Vegas.
There you go. Appreciate the time. There he goes. Nestor J. Aparicio here in 1570 Baltimore Positive WNST. We'll take a quick break. Come back right after this.